All right, you want to talk to Derek J and Miss Lawrence? Now's the time to call 1-877-PAUSE-SHOW. Ask him any questions you want right now. Hello.
Hi, it's Tracy from Cincinnati.
What's up, Tracy? You on with Derek J and Miss Lawrence?
Hey, how are you all doing?
We're fine. How are you this morning?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting ready to start a little bit, but please don't give me crickets because I got to know this. Okay, have either of you ever gotten into it with Mimi? And if you haven't, do you think you could stand up to her? Because it seems like nobody on the show except for Marlo can stand up to Miss Mimi.
Me and her never got into it. I mean, I don't go that deep into the situation to be getting into it with you, honey. We ain't got time for all that.
Yeah. No, I've never gotten into it with Nene. So, I mean, if we ever had a conflict, I don't think it would result in anything too harsh because I'm a lady, so I just walk away.
Russ Bob Morning Show, you on with Derek J and Ms. Lawrence. Hello.
Good morning, show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just had two quick questions for you guys. Mm-hmm. Who are y'all female celeb women crushes? You know, every man has one.
Oh, my women crushes.
Oh, my woman crush is Toni Braxton. I am obsessed with Toni Braxton. Absolutely love her. I think she's the epitome of sexy. Oh,
okay. You know, I would have to say Halle Berry because she's able to stand the test of time, and that lady still looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
Wow.
Russ Pop Morning Show, you on with Derek J and Miss Lawrence. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question for Miss Lawrence.
Yes.
Miss Lawrence, could you please let us know if Miss Sheree Whitfield coming back to Housewives?
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I can't confirm that. I wish I could, though. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Russ Pop Morning Show, you on with Derek J and Miss Lawrence. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Hey, girl, you had a Red Bull, didn't you?
Hell no. How are you today?
We're fine. How are you?
Good.
All right. What am I on?
Oh,
honey, chop her. That's what you call chop her.
Yeah, you on hold. Russ Bob Morning Show, you on with Derek J and Miss Lawrence. You have a question?
Yes, I have a question. It's a hair question. Either one of you, avocado oil or coconut oil for the hair?
I like coconut oil.
Coconut oil is very, very good. It's good to be used as a treatment oil as well.
All right. Hello, you on with Derek J and Miss Lawrence. You have a question?
Yeah, how y'all doing? This is Sean from Baltimore.
All right.
Oh, hey.
Hey, I wanted to know, are y'all cool with Portia? And do y'all know, is she still single?
Wow. The thirst.
Right. I do know Portia, and as of now, yes, she's still single.
And that dude.
I don't know Portia personally.
And that dude, he normally calls up because he likes Britney. So
wow.
That's
crazy. So Britney is upset, man.
Dang, Britney. You got to put to the side, girl. You better wear that red lipstick some more, girl.
Chris Williams on Facebook says, how do you guys feel about being compared to David Alan Grier and Damon Wayans doing the skits they used to do in Living Color?
You know, for me, it's a bit disconcerting because Derek and I, first of all, we live in our truth, and we are actual real human beings. And I think men on film, while I think it was fun and it was great television, that was not, it was a depiction of a comical side of what gay men are.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's not what we are. We're real human beings and we are gay men. So, you know, they made fun of it. But, you know, what you make fun of becomes a reality later.
1-877-PAUSE-SHOW. Let's take another one. You're on with Derek J and Miss Lawrence. Hello.
Good morning. Hi. This is Wendy from Indy. How are you?
Hey.
Hi. Hello.
I am obsessed with Lawrence J and, I'm sorry, Miss Lawrence and Derek J.
I'm going to say, I'm like, girl, Billy, you just putting us together now. Okay, girl.
I know. I'll get you all together. Okay. But, I am obsessed with you guys. I just want to tell you that I love your makeup, your style. I mean, it is just everything. And I need to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, let's take one more. You on Derek J and Miss Lawrence. Hello.
Hi, Derek J and Miss Lawrence. How y'all doing this morning?
We fine, girl. How you doing?
I love y'all. Let me tell y'all something. I live for y'all. You hear me?
Thank you, baby.
Every time y'all come on that television, I love y'all. I just want to let you know, you keep on doing your thing, and
I mean, can you please come on more on the Housewives or just get your own show? I mean, I watch, you know.
We do have our own show. It's called Fashion Queens.
I know. I watch y'all, though, but I need more. I need more. Oh, thank you, baby. I really do. And Derek J, my girlfriend, Noelle, she did your makeup.
In Jersey.
I'm really happy for her, and I'm just so happy that I wanted to say hello to y'all, but I love y'all.
All right, thank you, baby.
Thank you.
We love you
for loving us.
Speaking of her saying your own show, would you guys consider doing a reality show about your life?
I've actually been offered and I declined.
Yeah, I'm a private person. I don't need nobody in my life like that.
You know, here's the thing, and I'm sure Derek can attest to this. I don't really have to do a reality show because I actually have talent. And we actually have talent, so we don't have to open up and expose our private and personal lives to, you know, gain exposure.
Okay, you heard it from the Fashion Queens.
There you go. Keep it going. Derek J, Miss Lawrence filling in for Russ Parr. We'll be back right after this.
Tell me how you feel about it.
Okay.
So first, knuckle rings and toe rings.
Ratchet.
Always.
No, are we saying hot or not?
You
what
can
are
do
we
right or ratchet.
That's what we do, right or ratchet.
Yeah, honey, we coin right or ratchet, right, honey. We sticking to our brand, honey. Right or ratchet, and it's ratchet, darling.
Okay. All the time, ratchet.
Bravo's Andy Cohen's gray hair.
Right.
We can talk about our boss, girl. That's our boss.
They want to keep their job.
Right.
Okay. 40-inch long weaves.
Ratchet.
You said that Atlanta weaves are usually long like that.
And they're ratchet. I'm sick of them long weaves. I'm sick of everybody walking around with their hair looking like a sheet of curtains curled.
Okay.
And in one direction. I'm sick of it.
So for us fellas who don't really understand, give us an example of somebody who has one.
You are really trying to get.
I'm not
you
know,
he tried
trying it.
He
I'm
tried
not.
It. Okay.
We know these people. Hello.
Back to right or ratchet.
Initials or
right or ratchet.
Wow.
Porsche.
Wow.
Right or ratchet. Like not knowing your wedding date, like Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Stevie J and Jocelyne.
Oh, that's beat. Not knowing
the wedding date.
Well, they have. Maybe they haven't planned their wedding yet.
They already got married.
Oh, ratchet.
Oh, and they don't remember. They don't remember the date.
They got married.
No.
They said they went to the Justice
of the Peace ratchet.
Courthouse.
That is ratchet.
Oh, well, yeah, that is ratchet.
It really wasn't important to them.
Okay, right or ratchet, the video of Portia's sermon in a church.
Ratchet, beyond ratchet, tacky, she's ratchet. She can't take it. Wish she could, but
you
never
know,
will.
You know, I can't. I'm not going to say it's right, but I'm not going to say it's ratchet. She was a lost soul at the time she was
what
doing it.
What do you mean
having...
you're not going to say that it's not?
Because
she
I
sat
can't...
up there and said that the LGBT community needs to be saved. And first of all, she paired us and grouped us with crackheads and murderers
say,
and stuff.
I would say that at the time that she had to make that thing, she was in a situation where she was a lost person. She didn't understand.
No, that does not have anything to do with being lost. The thing is, those are her beliefs. Mm. Granted, she's entitled to her she's entitled to her beliefs. Mm-hmm. I get that part. But at the same time, if you want to hold true to your beliefs, don't come over to the LGBT community or to the gay girls and want us to help you with your hair, want to use our gay slang, want to carry us like your purse. You stay over there and you stick to your beliefs.
Wow.
Seems like the Fashion Queens disagree. Okay, the men of Real Housewives of Atlanta, they had that little special and they named the hottest wives besides their own. Who do y'all think are the hottest husbands?
Oh, the hottest.
I think Apollo's hot and I think Peter's hot.
Yeah, I agree with Apollo and Peter.
Okay. Well, that was the Fashion Queens with Right or Ratchet. We did it Russ Parr Show style.
Coming up, Super Ken has your sports.